everyone. Welcome to the Holistic Birth Podcast, where we put the power in families' hands to have the safe, satisfying journey they deserve. My name is Allison.
And I'm Bridget. We are two doulas who love bringing information along with inspiration to help you feel confident and powerful in your choices throughout the birthing year.
We cover all topics around pregnancy, birth, and beyond. We're so glad you're here.
Let's dive into this week's episode.
Welcome to the Holistic Birth Podcast, episode one.
Woohoo! Yeah, we're here. We're excited.
We are. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves to kind of get you an idea of who these hosts are and to kind of learn about how we got into becoming doulas, what the path looked like, and kind of what the purpose of the podcast is, the intention, and what we're hoping to do here.
Yeah. So we're super excited that you're here. And we're just hoping that this podcast really helps you on your birthing year. So we have lots of information to share and we're super excited.
Yeah. Great.
Cool. So Allison, tell us about how you got into birth work.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the story can be long or short.
Give us all the details.
The details. Yeah. Okay. When I was really little, we had a very fertile family. So I was growing up, I had a lot of pregnant people and birthing people around me and a lot of babies, of course. My great grandfather lived with us for the first 14 years of my life until he passed. And so while it was on the flip side of life, I learned a lot about respecting someone's vulnerabilities and embracing that and honoring that and how to protect someone's autonomy and their right to like informed choice. Then I somehow got on the birth worker path and I bought a textbook for midwives in middle school, thinking I was going to make flashcards or something with that. I did not. But yeah, then I explored what it was like to be a midwife. I kind of stumbled upon that. And then in 2017 is when I took my training. And then it just kind of started from there.
Is there actually a reason why you chose to be a doula over a midwife?
Yes, actually. I was in nursing school. I was in a very college prep kind of college or high school. And it was very much focused around like 4-year degrees and kind of what's like the most education that you could kind of take for whatever path you want to walk. And they had guided me in the direction of certified nurse midwife. And so the first step with that is for like nursing school. So I was enrolled in a nursing program. I think I was maybe two nursing rotations away from the associate's like nursing degree, and I had done all the other prerequisites and everything. And I just felt like it was not for me. I felt like the relationship and the connection and the freedom you can have with that relationship of like taking time with people, like that to me is very important. And there's a lot of pressure on medical professionals to like check off the boxes and document and cover their butts with like liability and stuff. And I just felt like that side of it was not interesting to me. So I basically took my training, I think while I was still in nursing school, and I was trying to explore. Yeah, I was trying to explore if that was the path for me, but maybe I'll be a midwife someday, maybe like a CPM or something. But yeah, doula work, I think, really resonated with the kind of relationship you can build with your client.
Yeah, definitely. Totally agree with that.
Yeah. And I think the first birth that I saw in person was on like a maternity like internship over in India. And that was...
That's amazing.
So cool.
Yeah, super cool.
It was so cool because it was like my first day there and they came to me like, and they kind of rushed me in real quick, come see. And, I just stood in the doorway and got to just watch. Like everyone was so calm and supportive and kind of just let her do her thing. And, for me, it was just great to see. Not only do doulas do a lot of things, but also you can do a lot by just being present. And I think that taught me a lot too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was going to ask like what the like difference that you've seen like in India with birth versus like in the US, and it sounds like it was pretty calm.
Yeah, they were doing they were, I think they were hands-on, but just enough. But I think that's what she wanted. But the, it was just natural lighting. It was no like big fluorescent lights. She, I think there was like a very strong, like female, like woman presence around her.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you can get that in the US, but
yeah, sure.
It's not as, it's just different sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending on the location you choose and where you feel safest.
Yeah. I didn't know if like culturally it was like a little different, you know?
Yeah. But. The partner, the husband was in the waiting room. He was not in the room with her. But yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's amazing to have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how has birth work changed your life?
Oh boy. I was not prepared for that. I feel like it's given me, an outlet to be able to try to be the best version of myself that I can be, which is usually to, I'm all about vulnerabilities. And if you want to cry with me, that's fine. I'm a very, emotionally like available person.
You are. You're amazing. Yes.
Thanks. So I think like I try to be pretty empathetic and a good listener and very resourceful. And I think that I've been able to just be myself in birth work. And there are some struggles with also like running, it's a business too, which is like crazy. But I feel like when I really found my rhythm with that, the right fits come. And if not, then I help match people. And I got very busy, so hence why I expanded to an agency. But
yeah, that's mm-hmm. awesome. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the agency and the Wellness Village. That'd be cool to hear about.
Yeah. So I expanded into an agency in 2021, and there are currently 32 contractors throughout New Hampshire and Massachusetts. We do virtual stuff as well, but mostly in person. And basically my job is to help people find the perfect match in their doula. There are a lot of personality traits and quirks and skill sets, and no doula is created the same way that another one is. And every family is the same. So my job usually is to really get to know what people are looking for in their doula, and then to play matchmaker and kind of give them some suggestions. It's still very choice centered. I just try to narrow down the search for them, and then they pick after their interviews, and then, you know, I get them all settled. But
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. And so we have doula services, placenta encapsulation, like different services like that. But Wellness Village NH is something I co-founded with my mom and sister. My mom does Reiki and my sister does massage and like marketing. And we really felt like most people appreciate like a one-stop shop for their wellness and like that multifaceted approach. So being able to be in a space that allows for different modalities of support for wellness can kind of just help the community feel a little bit more connected, maybe with other people, but also with themselves.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you've definitely created an awesome community.
Thanks. So
support groups and all that stuff is really great. And the doula agency is awesome.
Thank you.
Everybody's so welcoming and just, it's mm-hmm. great. It's something so wonderful to be a part of. So
good
job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm very grateful to do the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And cool. You're part of the agency.
I am.
How the heck did you get to doula work?
Yeah. So for me, it started 8 years ago when I had a miscarriage, and I didn't really realize that it was going to lead, that was going to lead me to birth work. Actually, it wasn't like, it didn't cross my mind at all. It was just one of those things that I just, you know, had this whole health journey in. And at first it was like my digestive system and figuring out food and things like that. And then it ended up being like women's health. So again, it was an 8-year journey of mm-hmm. figuring that all out, and I'm still on it. So it has not resolved completely, but still working on it and have learned so much about myself. But in the meantime, you know, just discovering like, you know, spiritual aspects of being a woman and, you know, just all the health things are surrounding that. So I saw also like a lack of community in the women's world. Just like sisterhood was kind of missing. You know, we don't live in tribal communities anymore. And I was seeing that especially in the birth community, that there just wasn't a whole lot of like sisterhood, and, you know, women used to give birth and have red tents like all together. And it was the grandmothers and the mothers and the sisters just like all supporting each other and raising children. And so I really kind of wanted to like be a part of something like that. I know, of course, in the modern world, it's going to be a little different, but I was really kind of hoping to like kind of bring that back to life in mm-hmm. a way. And I thought that no better way to like get into birth work to do that. So, I took classes and got training, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to be okay, like seeing a birth live. But the classes I took definitely, I feel like, prepared me for that. And I did some, you know, shadowing with you, and it was super helpful. So that's basically the journey. So just really wanted to create like sisterhood and mm-hmm. and really, you know, bring that back in some, you know, more modern way. So
wow. So do you, I guess it sounds like a specialty of yours is the spirituality, the connected like sisterhood kind of support. Are there other specialties or things that you feel really passionate about, like things that you try to bring to the table as like a doula?
So I'm really passionate about like herbalism and homeopathy, and then nutrition. Those are all things I'm really passionate about, just because those are modalities are things that I used in like my own health journey. That those are definitely things I'm really passionate about and really try to, you know, really bring into the, if that's what people are interested in.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are looking for it really kind of like seek me out for that specifically. So mm-hmm. it's really nice to work with people in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you imagine in the next 5 years what birth work will look like for you, or how you might try to help make a little drop that would make some ripple effects? Like, what's your vision, I guess?
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good question. I just actually had this conversation with my partner, because we're both very much into like, you know, more ancestral living. And again, like creating a tribe. You know, our very good friends just bought a house next to us. So I'm like, oh, we're creating something here. This is so awesome. Mm-hmm. So my dream is to have like an actual community, like an eco community or something like that, in mm-hmm. a place where, you know, families can come and, you know, women can give birth like in like a really beautiful building. And there's like other houses where we can have like red tents or mm-hmm. just like women's groups, women's circles. And then the other aspect of it is, you know, my partner really wants to have like a community for men too, because that's lacking definitely too. Mm. I would love to have like sort of like a birth center, but it's more of like a whole community center. That's my lifelong dream, but we'll see.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lifelong dream. My gosh.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It'd be so cool to create that.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. How have you found doula work so far?
I love it. It's been really such a rewarding job, and I'm learning so much from, you know, the people that I'm working with. Everybody is so different and what their needs are and their desires are. And it's just been such an awesome learning experience. It's like I'm growing with each person I work with, mm-hmm. Not just like as a doula, but like as a person, mm-hmm. and learning to like really be there to support them, but also like my family. I'm learning to show up for my family differently as being a doula. So it's really like changing my whole life in that mm-hmm. sense. Yeah.
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 I feel like I think it's been about a year that we've known each other or so.
Yeah.
I feel like it's great to see shifts in each other with like different growths or things that you're kind of falling into. And, How the heck did we meet?
Yeah. So yeah. My first initial, email was to you, and that was just like asking you about like, hey, can I come shadow a birth? And you're like, well, you really should go to school for, you didn't say it like that, but you were like, oh, here are these schools, and you know, we don't offer shadowing, just because, you know, it's a private and very vulnerable thing. And which made total sense to me at the time. I was like, yeah, you know, that really makes sense. Not everybody just wants, you know, Joe Schmo off the street to watch them give birth.
Right.
So yeah, I emailed you and I was like, all right, cool. You know, I thought that was like super, you know, responsible of you to do that. So, and you were so kind about it, which was really great. Yeah. And you sent me like a ton of resources, which was awesome. And I ended up taking training, and About 4 months later, I bugged you again. I was like,
I loved it.
Yeah.
I was happy to hear from you again. Yeah. I was like, wow, this girl hits the ground running.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Once I commit to something, I'm in it. So, I sent you another email and I actually wanted to meet with you in person and like just kind of interview and ask you questions. So, we did that. And then I kind of bugged you again and said, hey, I want a shadow. And you're like, all right, let me see, you know, who I can have. And that first birth was really a great experience. So, yeah, that was like when I knew like, okay, I really want to do this. This is great. Even though I went through the training, I still was like, you know, had that, not self-sabotage, but what's it called? Like imposter syndrome.
Yes.
About like, oh, I don't know if I'll be good enough, you know, but, you know, just being there and witnessing that birth and even just holding her hand through that, through her labor was just great. It was awesome. So,
so
that's how we met. And I'm not sure if there was anything that happened directly after that, but we just,
no, I think we just, we went for it. Yeah. I was like, yep, great. Yeah. Join the team and and then just been reaching out to you ever since with anyone who might be a good fit. Usually there's like a clear in my mind, oh, Bridget would be a good option.
Yeah, cool.
It's always nice when you say yes, I'm available. I'm like, yes time
yeah.
to send that intro email.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
And then we did our course together, our
oh my gosh
So I know it's easy to forget because we're like, we work so hard on it,
and I know it feels like forever ago, but it's there.
yeah So we did that together and we spent, you know, a couple months together doing that, so that was great. Guide to out of hospital birth.
Yep.
So that's a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Guide to out of hospital birth. You can find that on the website.
Yes.
But we will shamelessly be plugging that because I feel like the course content will really resonate with a lot of people. We were just finding not a lot of birth classes are kind of inclusive of out of hospital birth, even just the language. A lot of people appreciate additional information that we still include, like when the unexpected happens for like transfers or cesarean births or NICU stays or whatever. But I think we had some really good conversation around like hormones and the spiritual rite of passage that birth can be. We talk about the stages of labor, different like basic strategies stuff. Like really good juicy intel. And our course guide, that was honestly, I think that's one of my favorite things, is the course guide
that goes with it. Lots of resources on there, and we had like extra bonuses, you know, about like if you have pets at home, you know, if you're, you know, introducing a baby to your pets, and more like postpartum nutrition, like it's a really good course. It has so much in it. So
it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Jinx. Pinch poke, owe me a Coke.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess we could, it might be helpful for us to share our intentions for the podcast. Why are we here? I think we have a lot of resources and experience coming out of our ears that we just want to do everything we can to help people feel like they can really embrace the power within and be able to have the tools in their toolbox that is just overflowing with information and choices and how to like go with your intuition. And my gosh, we talk about a lot.
We have a lot, and it's, you know, it's gonna be coming from like an unbiased approach too. So, you know, whatever works for each individual is what's important to us. We want you to make the best decision based on, you know, what you feel is good, is best for you. You know, of course, Alice and I have our own like little specialties and things that we're really passionate about, but we also really want to offer, you know, information surrounding everything to just give you the best informed decision and choice. So,
There's so many, just like there are different flavors of doula, there are different flavors of birth plans and choices. And no matter where you feel safest or what feels best for you, like we'll talk about out of hospital birth, we're going to talk about hospital birth, we're going to talk about interventions, we'll talk about birth, like we'll have birth stories, we're gonna have like a ton of guest speakers too as we go.
Tons of guest speakers, you know, talking about spiritual aspects of things, even like pre-pregnancy stuff like fertility. All that good stuff, postpartum things. So yeah, we're gonna have like other doulas, I'm sure, on here, and midwives, naturopaths, nutritionists. So we have a, you know, a great set of of episodes coming. So we're super excited.
We'll just be releasing one episode a week and kind of do like a 10 episode season, maybe take a couple week break, though we'll probably still keep churning out episodes because we can't help it.
Yeah, exactly. So much to talk about. Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah. And I think every Monday is when they're going to be released. So, yeah. So keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be great because we have different platforms that it'll be on. So
right,
having not only like, you know, Spotify or like Apple, I'm not an Apple person, but whatever people in Apple world use.
Yes. iTunes. Yeah.
iTunes.
I think it's iTunes. Sure. Yeah.
You know something
like
that.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
But it'll be great to also have like the visual component of like on YouTube or even just little clips. So following us on Instagram or whatever is great too. And
yeah. So if you want to see us, you know, live in action, you can check us out on YouTube for sure. And
perfect.
We'll be there. And Spotify, iTunes.
We'll have a blog.
We'll have a blog too, where it will all be transcribed for you. If you are one of those people that likes to read things, and then we'll have show notes with like any resources we talk about. We'll have everything linked for you. So, yeah. Lots of great stuff planned.
Lots of stuff planned, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're very excited. So, we have so many episodes planned, like we said a million times. We're so excited that you're here. And, so keep an eye out for us. And we will definitely see you next week. And we're going to talk about informed choice next week.
Woo-hoo.
So, yeah.
Big topic.
It's a big topic. Yeah. So, I hope it helps, you know, everybody really know what informed choice is, and we're really excited to get kind of dive into that. So
yeah, it's a huge part of our, I think it's a huge part of our mission, or
every
episode might touch back to informed choice in some way, but it'll be good to kind of get that foundation in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
Take care. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
That's it for this topic. Thanks for tuning in. Check out the show notes for any resources or links that we mentioned today. Make sure to subscribe and follow us on your preferred podcast platform, and also be sure to give us a review.
It really helps us grow and reach more people who could benefit from this info. Also, check us out on YouTube and visit our blog, where we have this podcast transcribed for you.
We'd love to connect over social media too, and we're just an email away if you have any questions or if you want to request a topic to be covered.
We hope this helps your mind, body, and soul in having the supported and holistic journey you are so deserving of. Embrace the power within you.